Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Hooters is doing a re-hooterization. So they're facing potential bankruptcy. And so they're taking a look at all of their restaurants. And they're like, you know what? We need to make these bad boys more family friendly. So it's time.
Who are we referring to with these bad boys? The Hooters?
The Hooters. So the company is, they're calling it a re-hooterization. And I just love saying the word.
it is an odd word to say.
It just rolls.
It rolls
right
off the tongue. Yeah.
Re-hooterization. So according to reports, they're about $3 million in debt. Last year, they closed about 40 locations in the U.S. There's still currently around 250 Hooters across the U.S. So they are going to try to make it more PG. They're not saying specifically what they're doing to make them more, you know, make them more family friendly. They've already had a kids menu for a while, apparently. So I think the only thing we can assume is the outfits might change for the servers. Bikini nights may be on the way out, but they say a re-hooterization is on the way.
So it's really more of a de-hooterization.
Yes.
We're de-hooterizing it.
Yes.
It makes sense. I remember a time when UFC fights were huge at Hooters, and we would go all the time to watch the fights, but I haven't been to one in over a decade, so they need to do something.
See, if we're doing a re-hooterization, a de-hooterization, let's do something about the wings.
You don't like the wings?
I do not.
Really?
They're too breaded. They are heavily breaded.
That's what I like about them.
Are you serious?
I like Hooters wings. I mean, I wouldn't put them like top five in wings, but it's a different wing than you can get anywhere else, which I guess I appreciated at one point.
That is true. But I feel like the breading to chicken ratio, breading far exceeds the chicken.
It is a lot of breading.
I'm just shocked that you can remember the last time you went to a Hooters. I can't remember the last time I went to a Hooters.
Kaylee's wife, Erin, had her baby shower there.
Are you kidding? Shut up.
That's actually great.
Wait, that's really funny.
We
had a vajayjay pinata that was filled with a bunch of mini liquor bottles.
At the baby shower?
Yeah, I like it.
It was pretty epic.
It was.
Yeah. So funny.
So we had a giant table at Hooters, and she wore that one of those t-shirts that has like the fake bikini body airbrushed on it or whatever. And girl, Erin went all out. It was quite fun. But that's the last time I was at a Hooters.
Maybe that should be a part of the de-hooterization program where they're like, okay, have your baby shower at Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. We had a good time. All right, so Mo, your friend said something that triggered you, and it has everything to do with what he said about marriage.
This is true. And it's one of those situations, I kind of let him have it, and I feel bad about it, but I don't at the same time.
Did he deserve it?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, and maybe y'all will help me, because it's one of those things where what he said, and in the moment he said it, I probably would have had a different reaction had I not already been at this point of being fed up and hearing about marriage over and over and over. And I think he got the brunt of what I really wanted to say to a lot of other people, but it was just the icing on the cake when he said it.
All right, so if you had to give us kind of like an estimate, how many times have people talked to you about marriage, like in the past couple weeks?
So this is the funny thing about it, right? In my life, and in being in a relationship now, no one has ever mentioned marriage to me. It never comes up. It was never a thing. And it just seems like the moment that I came on air and said, not so sure about marriage, right? Maybe, maybe not. But it's for me, it's not like at the top of my to-do list. It's not something that if it doesn't happen for me, I would feel like I missed out on anything, because I just feel like marriage is a lot different today than it used to be. If you're looking at numbers, if you're looking at certain things, I'm not pressed, right? If my lady gets to a point of like, I really want this and need this, then maybe I'd reconsider. But it just seems like ever since I said that, now everywhere I go, everyone wants to bring up marriage all of a sudden. And it's so annoying, right? Because it's like, I feel like if someone says, for example, hey, I don't want to celebrate a birthday, right? I don't want to have kids. I feel like, especially if a woman says it, it's respected. Like, okay, that's her desires. That's her wishes. Let's all leave it alone.
Oh, y'all never been around my family.
Oh.
They're begging me to have kids. I'm like, I would be the worst mother.
You think so?
Well, oh, sorry. I didn't mean that to be like as aggressive. Like, I thought that was going to be like a ha-ha left funny moment, and then it just got sad.
Did it make you feel bad that none of us were like, oh no, you would be a great mother, but we all were just like,
you're not wrong.
We should have jumped in a little quicker and been like, no, Abby, you'll be a great mom.
No, I wouldn't, and I'm self-aware enough to know that.
See, and I respect that, because that's how I wanted me saying I don't think marriage is for me to be treated. I didn't want everybody to start now, well, we're marriage. You said you never get married. We're marriage. Like, if I wanted to talk about marriage every day, I would get married. Like, y'all are making it weird now, right? And it got so bad that I started telling my family, like, genuinely, every single one of y'all, my family, my friends, whomever it is, that has brought up marriage to me since I said I didn't want to be married. If I do get married, you're not invited. Like, that's how we're getting it off. And it's to everybody. Like, no one is safe.
I think it comes from a place specifically from women, typically because, like, ladies want to get married. I think deep down subconsciously, it's a trigger, because if you've ever been in a relationship with a guy who was afraid of commitment or didn't show you or didn't make you feel secure in the relationship, typically they were avoidant of marriage. So I think when you say you don't want marriage, it sort of subconsciously triggers these women to be like, don't be like that guy that I dated, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, where he was so afraid of commitment and not making me feel secure. I don't want your lady to feel insecure. Whereas it's not that. You just don't want marriage.
Exactly. Because respectfully, that those sound like personal problems,
yeah.
And I don't want you to use your triggers to trigger me.
Right. I feel too. People equate marriage with love,
right?
And that if you're not married, you're not in love. And I know plenty of people who are more happily in love, not married, than like the other way around. Like, I know plenty of people who are married and not in love,
right?
And I know plenty of people who are together and not married and very much in love.
And so this is where I'm going with it, right? Where whatever your ideology of marriage is, fine. But it's just, to me, it's as simple as if somebody doesn't want something for their life, let them not want it. That's it. Like, if you say I don't want to go to the store, I'm not going to be in your face every day. What about the store? What about the store? The store? You know, like, what are you doing?
To be fair, have you been to Target?
It's to the point, one of my aunts asked my lady, so do you think he's going to propose to you? How would she know, auntie? How would she know if she's going to get proposed to? Or the people who say to me, how do you think she feels about it? Ask her. I don't know, right? It's like, y'all just, now we have to harp on marriage. And at first it wasn't bothering me. It just got to a point of like, all right, y'all are annoying me so much with this that I'm going to snap at some point. And then it happened to be my friend. Mm. And that's why I'm saying, he got the, because it was about a month of this, of like everywhere I go, somebody has to make a reference about the fact I don't want to get married. Like it's just nothing else in the world to talk about. And so I'm on the phone with him, and then he starts. So, marriage? And I'm like, I think it's so funny that no one ever asked me if I'm happy, right? Like, that's never a question. No one ever see and goes, yo, I'm so happy for you and your lady. This is the longest relationship I've seen you in, like all of my guys. And they never just go, I'm so happy to see you happy. Or even ask, are you happy? Mm-hmm. It's just marriage, 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 marriage. And then he said, that part didn't trigger me. It was just like, okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. But then he said, don't you feel like you get into a point where people will see it as a red flag if you're not married? And I was like, you know what? You're like the fourth guy that I've heard say that at some point in life, it's a trigger if you're not married. And I was like, respectfully, I'm going to say this to you as respectfully as I can. You've been divorced. And it didn't go well, bro. Like, it went really bad. It went so bad, in fact, that I listened to you cry on the phone over it for a year and then tell me you would never get married again. And I'm like, for you, of all people, to say that if a man looks at what that happened to you, and if we're talking numbers, the numbers are on my side. They're not on yours. So if you look at all of this, I don't get how a man could ever say to another man, it's a red flag if I learn from your mistakes and decide that I want to go a different route, right? You decided to get married, respectfully again, to someone we all told you, don't marry her. We all told you that, right? We said, don't do it. It's not looking good. You shouldn't go this route. You did it anyway, right? And when you did do it anyway, I didn't go, that's a red flag. Nah, bro, I showed up and said, congratulations, period. And that was the end of it. Right? So why if I say, yeah, I don't think that's for me. I think I'm going a different direction. Why can't you show up and say the same? Just congratulate me on my journey of happiness and where I want to do in life. Instead, I'm a red flag from learning from mistakes. That didn't make a lot of sense to me. And it was one of those moments when I noticed like at the end, damn, I might have went too hard. That was a kind of crap. That came from a deep place.
It did.
I've been holding on to that. And I looked at, he was just looking at me like, damn, you read me. And I'm like, hey, my bad, bro. I don't think all of that was for you. Like, I think I'm a little triggered. I'm gonna go get a drink.
You literally have him questioning every single life choice he has ever friggin' made.
That's exactly what happened. He had tears in his eyes. I was like, oh man, I'm an exit stage left, man. I didn't mean for that to happen, bro. I love you, man.
So did you go too hard?
The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.